There's been a lot of growth among small brewers in the U.S., and Jeff Hamilton of Milwaukee's Sprecher Brewing concedes the craft breweries are pretty popular right now.
There's a lot more of them opening up. So in that sense, yes, I think things are going pretty good.
But Hamilton, who's also president of the Wisconsin Brewers Guild, a group of about 45 brewing companies, went to Capitol Hill this week to argue for a bill that would reduce the excise tax, a tax tied to the amount of production, on each barrel of beer brewed by small brewers. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin is a co-sponsor of the measure. She contends the millions of dollars in federal revenue lost by the tax cut would be more than offset by small brewers adding employees who would then pay more income taxes.
Alleviation and reduction of the excise tax is going to be a direct investment in our local economies, in our local communities, and will lead to jobs.
Baldwin says through separate efforts, larger brewing companies like Miller Coors are also looking for a reduction in their excise tax. Some of the larger brewers, as well as economic think tanks, are questioning whether some of the larger craft brewers are now too big to be considered a small brewer. But Sprecher's Jeff Hamilton says his point is that true small brewers opening up in small towns can be a sizable plus for the local economy.
It does bring back little towns. It brings people into towns.
Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.